Your body language and your anger. Did you know that your body language can often display your anger before you do so verbally? While you may know this, it's a fact that's often overlooked by many, which is why it's important to understand what nonverbal communication is and how it can affect your relationships. How many times have you stopped speaking to someone because they ticked you off? Lots, probably. This is a classic sign of nonverbal communication. Other signs of nonverbal communication include the amount of eye contact you make with someone, your gestures, how you sit or stand, how close you position yourself to someone, and how loud you speak. Have you ever been accused of sending mixed signals to someone? This is when what you say and your actions just do not match. So the person on the other end is totally confused and are unsure of how you really feel. Plus, this can also lead to people not trusting you, as you never mean what you say. If you tend to be more of an angry person, then you may often make sharp gestures, talk loudly, and prefer to sit alone. If you're in a relationship, this is only going to send negative vibes to the other person. You need to learn how to reduce your nonverbal communication by improving your actions first. This can be done by learning to speak in a softer tone of voice, by sitting closer to your partner, and making eye contact. Learn to control your gestures by not flinging your arms around or talking with your hands. Many people are guilty of this without even realizing it. You may want to practice in front of a mirror. Then you can see if you tend to shift from leg to leg, or if your arms move around like crazy. Maybe you always look down at the ground when speaking. These are all items that can be improved on with a little practice. Once you have this under control, you'll not come across as an angry person all the time. You may find that you even feel less angry yourself. It's amazing that you can feel angry just because you know people perceive you in this way. Keep in mind that showing your anger is not always done with words, but by your body language as well. Improving your body language will ultimately help you feel less likely to speak out in anger unnecessarily.